Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Honeys, hello and welcome to this episode of Natchabute. It is a very, very exciting episode for me personally, and I am absolutely thrilled to present it to you today. I just wanted to let you know up top a couple of things. Number one, this episode you are about to hear was exclusively recorded via Zoom. Now, at this point, after this year, we're all very familiar with Zoom, and we're all very familiar with having meetings on Zoom, and you know the shortcomings to which that involves. The only way I could truly record the honeys in a succinct manner was if I use my audio from the Zoom recording. So the audio is not great. I'm not going to say it's bad. You can understand everybody. There's very minimal little glitches. Again, if you know about Zoom, you know every once in a while there's sort of like a little robot voice that comes across. But I made sure that all the honeys that were involved in this recording had great internet, so the little glitchy robot voice moments are minimal in this episode. You can understand what everybody's saying. I just love a crisp audio, so the audio you're hearing now is not going to be the same audio that you hear quality-wise from me on this episode. I had to use the Zoom recording track. It's just not that great. It sort of sounds like I'm on the phone or something. I had to let you know that. Although some of my honeys definitely are overachievers and they had beautiful microphones set up and everyone has their own little version of their recording going on, and it's lovely and it's special because it is a moment where all the honeys came together and had a fun conversation. So I'm really, really excited about what you're about to hear. I just wanted to come on and let you know that. And I also wanted to let you know that because we had so much fun and we gabbed and gabbed and gabbed, and get ready for your pocketbook to feel this episode, because the honeys are so passionate and informed about the products that they love that they sell you really hard. So I honestly have already put like 15 things that they recommended to me in my cart. So get ready for some great recommendations. And I just wanted to let you know that because we just gabbed and gabbed, I've decided to split this episode into two parts. So next week you will hear part two of the honey's Zoom conversation. If you are one of the honeys that was on this call and you're wondering where you were, I did not cut you out. I didn't cut out any of the honeys. You're just going to be on part two. There's just too much good honey to go around, and I don't want these episodes to be super, super long. The sweet spot for a podcast, in my opinion, is about an hour. So that's what we decided to roll with. There is going to be another hour coming at you next week in 2021, which is exciting. As I was just texting with the honeys, because now I do offer a texting feature on the Jackie J Patreon, which is where we recorded this episode, patreon.com/JackieJohnson. If you are on the $10 level, you get to text with me, and I'm telling you, we have a really good time on the text. I was just texting with the honeys and told them, you know what? I have had past episodes of Natchabute that have done two parts crossing into the new year. I believe I did one with Bree Esrig last year. I did one with Deanna Rooney. I did one with Lena Metcalf. So it actually is par for the course for the part two to go into the new year. And I love that, and it's exciting. I wasn't even planning on that happening, but the honeys have so much to say. There were so many honeys on my Zoom call. I want to make sure everybody gets their moment. And I'm so grateful that the honeys, you know, were brave and wanted to come on Natchabute. Some of these women on this call actually have their own podcast and they're professionals, but it's a little scary, honestly. It's sort of like public speaking. You know, I would never probably do this if it were offered to me, because I'm actually kind of shy when it comes to things like this, believe it or not. Like, I remember there was like a celebrity telethon on TV, and you could like call and donate and they would transfer you to somebody's, you know, line to take the call. And I was like, oh my God, I'm too nervous. I was like, what if they put me on with like, you know, Brad Pitt or something? I can't talk to Brad Pitt. I was too nervous. So, and I'm like too nervous to call into radio stations. Like, so that might surprise some of you, but I'm actually pretty shy. This is a very brave thing to do to come on Natchbute and put yourself out there. So please give all the honeys your love and respect and pat them on the back for being brave and being wonderful guests on Natchbute. I real quick want to just name everybody that is on this episode to give them their moment. Thank you to all of the following honeys: Camille Barato, Kate Joseph, Marika Bryant, Alexa Peden, Holly Perkins, Patty Dosher. Yes, you heard that right. Patty, the queen of the honeys, is on this episode. Get excited. Lauren Thompson, Leanne Winokaitis, Ellen Neustadt, Jamie McNeil, Catherine Duncan, Kristen Davidson, and Caroline Lankford Beasley. Thank you to all of these honeys for being my guests. Next week, you will hear even more honeys. I'm very excited. Get ready for the best wrecks, the most passionate, beautiful, resilient queens you've ever known. The Natch Butte honeys. Yes, sweetie. Okay, we're recording. Okay, I'm going to do my intro. Y'all know the drill. Everybody be on mute. Everybody be on mute. Everybody on mute? Okay. Might ring some nostalgia for some of you, and some of you might not know what I'm about to sing. And what it all comes down to is that my skin routine's going to be fine, fine, fine. I got one hand in my pocket and the other one is creaming my neck. Welcome to Natchbute. I'm not sure if the honeys recognize that. I'm seeing some smiles. Welcome to Natchbute, everybody. You know what? It's almost 2021. I can smell it. It's so close. It's an exciting day. It's a beautiful day. And you know what? You're beautiful. Thank you for tuning into Natchbute. Welcome. If this is your first episode, hello. I'm so happy to see you. If it's not your first episode, thank you even more. Thank you for returning. Thank you for your patronage. I am your host, Jackie J, the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host for the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your cookie Southern aunt, and your karaoke sad woman. An inside joke to my guests. Welcome to Natchbute. I was just saying to my guests that I've done a lot of Natchbutes. I mean, almost 200 episodes, perhaps even 200 episodes at this point. I stopped counting at one point. This year was rough. I don't think I've ever had a more special guest and a more important guest. And no, listen, I love all my daughters. They're all beautiful. But this episode of Natchbute is extremely special to me. I'm actually really nervous. I feel like I'm more nervous than I've ever been when like any celebrity came into my show, because my guests today are the most important people to Natchbute and the Natchbute community and the show, because my guests on Natchbute, believe it or not, coming at you from all over the world, all over America, we have the honeys. The honeys are here. Honeys, unmute yourselves and say hello.
Hi.
Honeys are here, sweetie. Today on Natchbute, I have 27-ish guests. And these are honeys that listen to Natchbute. These are people who subscribe to the Jackie J Patreon. And they are the people who I really truly bounce the show off of. I mean, these are the tastemakers of Natchbute. And I don't want to like start naming names, but just know that if you're in the Natchbute Facebook group, you're about to get starstruck as fuck, because we have some heavyweights in here. Some skincare queens. Talk about, if I'm the queen of cream, the duchesses of cream is in this room right now. I mean, the veritable tastemakers are all here, and we're going to go through each honey and we're going to talk to them. And here's what I'm going to ask each honey, just so everybody knows that's listening. We're going to get their name, where they are, either their choice, their Hogwarts house, or what Sex and the City character they identify as. And then they're going to tell us their three favorite beauty products. These could be makeup, skincare. These could be hair care, body care. I didn't put any specifics on it. I just said things that you find yourself repurchasing that you really love. And that's what we're going to do. Now, I'm not going to go in any particular order.
but I'm going to start because it's my show. Oh, wait, let's answer the questions. So let's ask one of the honeys the first question I ask every guest on Nash Tribute, which is, what type of skin do you have? I'm going to ask Camille, because Camille's looking at me and I know she's going to have a great answer. Camille, you don't even have to tell me where you live. I know all about you because you're a honey that I talk to all the time. I'm assuming you're back in Houston.
Yes, ma'am.
Camille is a gorgeous, resilient queen. She needs to write a book. Her life is, she's had a life, sweetie. But we'll get into that later. Camille, what type of skin do you have?
Oh, gosh. Young on the inside, but aging on the outside. So sun protection is key.
You look incredible. I don't even want you to tell everybody how old you are. I mean, y'all wouldn't even believe it. Can you believe it? Look at that skin. Look, they're all shook. Can I hear some sounds of everybody being shook? Unmute yourself.
What?
Amazing.
Oh.
Yep. I hit that category this year. You know, when you have to put your age group, when you scroll through stuff, I jumped the next category this year. So it's like in my face every time I have to register for something.
No, same. Cause I just turned 36 and I was like, oh shit, I have to click the 36 to 40 box now. But you know what? We love a box. Okay. The next person I'm going to pick on Marika, cause she's looking fly with those headphones on. And we were just texting about her old therapy, right?
Yes.
You look pretty good. No, you haven't. No. Is it pretty chilled down time wise?
Yeah. Nothing. It feels a little bit sore, but it was nothing at all. Like the procedure is painful, but then it's all over.
Well, keep me posted on your results, but right now I need you to tell me, what was the first beauty product you ever used or bought?
Noxzema, for sure.
Yes!
Back to sixth grade.
And, did they still make that?
I think so. Definitely haven't bought it in many, many years. But
I wonder if that shit gets makeup off. You know? I wonder if it does, because it doesn't make sense, really. It's like you rub this balm that like tingles on your face and it's supposed to wash it. It doesn't really make sense, right?
No, so much of my skincare in like my teenage years doesn't make sense now. I'm learning and growing, but I had terrible acne through teens and early 20s. And now that has calmed down and fighting aging, but I still have that thick, oily skin, I guess. That's dry. I don't know. It's all over the place.
We all survived the Noxzema years. Okay, the next person that I'm going to ask the last question of, I'm going to ask Kate. How many Kates there are? Okay, yes, Kate. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, my favorite thing about myself is my sense of humor.
We love a succinct answer. We love a succinct answer. Everybody's clapping. Okay, who wants to talk skincare with the honeys? Yes! This is so exciting. Okay, I'm going to go first. This is my show. I have my three products here so everyone can see them. Let me do a gallery view so I can see everybody at the same time. Oh, I am doing that. Should I do full screen? That feels stressful. Okay. Whoa, here we are. Okay. Obviously, the Natribute oil, of course. Holy Natribute Pink Plum Elixir Beauty Oil. My name and brand is on this product. I'm very proud of it and I use it constantly. In fact, this is a brand new one that I'm going to open soon because my other one has about this much left and I use this. I keep one by my bed. I keep one in the bathroom. I keep one here with my makeup because I need it for everything. I use this product on my dry fingers, on my lips. I put it on my hands, put it on my face right before I go to bed. I use this all the time for all kinds of things. I put it on the ends of my hair. I put it on my crusty elbows. It's my favorite beauty product of all time, and it's my product, so obviously it's going to be on here. Next, I am the queen of creams, of course, so I had to put what I consider to be my favorite cream, the Osea Advanced Protection Cream. I'm about halfway through this one. I also keep another jar of it in the bathroom. Honey, when you get to this level, this is the life, okay? I have two going at once because I need it over here and I need it in the other room. But I got this. That's my favorite cream. And this third one was hard, which I'm sure a lot of the honeys had to make some cuts and decisions as well. But I wanted to put an Aether product here, and I chose the Aether cheek palette because I feel like if I had to choose, I could use this palette to do a lip, a blush, and a highlight, and an eye look. So I went with this, but I love the Aether palettes. I think I have every single one. I just got the Joshua Tree. I love them. I've got them all, sweetie. Some of us collect Beanie Babies, okay? Some of us collect charms on our charm bracelet. This is what I do, okay? So I'm very curious to see any crossover products for the honeys. So why don't we get started? Oh, yes, I see one of those right there. You know what? Miss Alexa just, and I guess I'm just choosing she, her pronouns for everybody. So please correct me. Alexa, you just threw up a palette and you are immediately to my left in my Brady Bunch square. So we're going to start with you.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Natchbute.
Thank you so much. My name is Alexa. And yes, my pronouns are she, her. Thank you.
Excellent.
I'm in a very cold closet in Tacoma, Washington right now. I'm about 30 miles south of Seattle. And I identify as a Ravenpuff, which is Hufflepuff hybrid.
Okay. First, I thought you didn't do that on purpose and you just didn't know. And that made me laugh.
I'm just so anxious. No. Yeah, I did throw up my rose quartz crystal gemstone palette, but okay. Yeah, that's going to be my first one. I have like six products here and I was going to choose my three on the fly.
I love that. Love an intuitive moment.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's like a number one. I am pretty new to makeup, like wearing makeup regularly. And the Aether Beauty palette is just so easy and perfect and easy to blend and looks good on everybody. And my second product, I have like an almost empty tube of the Hydropeptide Solar Defense Tinted Broad Spectrum 30 SPF. It's fantastic. It's like this really neutral tint that I think works with most skin tones. And I have a second box ready to go because I wear it every day and it just makes your skin look so good and dewy. And my third product is the Badger Cocoa Butter Lip Balm, which is a fantastic lip balm, but I use everywhere. I really love like an oily look, but I like put it on my cheeks as just like a glossy highlight. I can put it on my hand. That's my third one that I always have ready to go.
It's very impressive. And you know what? I should have a lip balm on mine because the lips are crusty over here.
Yeah, same.
I can relate. Sure. Alexa, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being the first honey on this episode. Thank you for being on the Patreon. And just thank you for being a beautiful queen.
Thank you. An absolute pleasure.
Bye. Mute your damn self. Okay. Bye. Next. This is so fun. Okay. We're going to go with Holly next because Holly is immediately on the other side of me. Hello, Holly.
Hello. Hi.
And I feel like I know you too.
I know. Yeah. I'm Holly. I'm Holly. I'm in Nashville. And I don't really know enough about Harry Potter to pick my house. So I think I'm probably a Carrie if I'm going, but I feel like everybody kind of says sweetie. That.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a very hard time choosing products. but I chose, some like beauty ish products, but, the first one is these dew eye masks.
I want those.
Yeah. I feel like they're all over Instagram.
Yeah.
But Dew is a female founded company, which we love, but they are like these little disposable, they're not disposable, they're reusable eye masks. So you like use whatever product, they come in this little case, and then you use whatever product you want, whatever eye cream, and then you put it on and they just kind of stick under your eye and just like hold the product in and let you absorb the product. And then you just rinse them off when you're finished with them and put them back in the case. I keep mine in the freezer, so they're nice. But It's nice. It's like a nice alternative to a sheet mask or like a disposable eye mask because they're reusable and you can use whatever product you want with them. So I love those. Also, they make me feel like a hot Instagram girl when I use them, which is a big plus for me. And then another product I love is this Honest Beauty mascara. I don't know the full title, but it's got like one end is a small primer and then the other end is the mascara. And I don't really buy into the clean beauty thing a lot. But it is nice. I have very sensitive eyes and it like never irritates my eyes, but it also makes me look like I'm wearing false eyelashes like all the time. Like, I don't know if Zoom people can see that, but it's,
oh yeah, it's baby. Good.
and my last product, it's not cruelty free because it's kind of an animal product. But it is the Vital Proteins, collagen beauty glow. And I eat a pescatarian diet. So this one is marine collagen. So it's from essentially like fish scales.
Does it taste like fish?
No, it doesn't taste like fish at all. And I usually, I will put like a squeeze of lemon in it and I put it into like a blender bottle and just shake it up. And this one tastes like it's strawberry lemon. It ends up tasting like kind of a lemonade, but it's not fishy at all. And I have a bit of alopecia. And so I have like some spots where I have thinner hair and I notice an actual difference when I don't use this. So, anybody that has like really brittle nails or really weak hair, it's got a lot of biotin. It's got hyaluronic acid in it. It's got collagen peptides, but I thought it might be fishy. And so I was kind of iffy about it, but, it's not fishy at all. It tastes good. If you don't put the lemon in it, it tastes a little like weak, weird water. Like if you've ever taken like a sip of a LaCroix that you left out overnight, it tastes kind of like that at first. But yeah, those are like products that if I ran out of the mascara or the collagen peptides, I would like rebuy them. I always rebuy them. I have them on like the Amazon auto purchase. So
everyone's talking about your nails. I'm assuming.
Thank you.
Nail salons must be open in Nashville.
This is not from the biotin. Yeah, this is.
Well, those are not from the biotin.
No, I actually use. No, they're not my real nails, but I did get like my own gel, like LED light thing. It was like a quarantine project. So.
Yeah. Well, they look fat.
Thank you. Yeah. Went holiday festive. You know, we got to do the things that we can during a holiday pandemic.
The nails are not happening for me and it's really stressful. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
Thank you. Yeah. They're very weak when I don't use the Vital Proteins. So.
All right. Well,
thanks.
Holly, thank you for enlightening us.
Thank you so much.
We have several other honeys to get to. I would like to go to Patty. Is that okay, Miss Patty?
Yeah. Hi.
Patty, you're the most chill person. You're so chill. And it's really powerful that you're that chill because you're the coolest lady.
Thank you.
And your reputation precedes you. You are the queen honey. I consider you the queen honey because I feel like in the Facebook group, you're just always up to stuff and everybody always wants to know what Patty thinks. And I love that you have this like chill personality. Like you're just confident and poised and sophisticated. And I'm just enthralled by you.
Hi. Well, you want me to start? I don't know what to do. I'm like,
See what I mean? She's so chill. Yes, please, Patty, please continue.
Okay. My name is Patty Dosher. I live in Vista, California, which is in the northern part of San Diego County. And I think I'm a cross between Carrie and Samantha.
We love. I cannot wait to know your products.
I had a hard time deciding. But my first one is Bumble and Bumble Curl Defining Cream. It's for curly hair, like it says. And... Mm-hmm. It leaves your hair curly and soft and not at all crunchy. I like that a lot. I used to use.
Okay, we love.
I used to use mousse, but mousse leaves my hair crunchy, and I don't like that. Maybe some people like crunchy. I don't know.
Some people do, but you know what? Not everybody does.
Yeah. And my second one is the Untamed Sigma Beauty Eyeshadow Palette. It's I like it because the colors are extremely blendable. There's no fallout or kickback, and it's got a pretty color story. And it's Sigma Beauty. They usually, I think they're known best for their brushes, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure how I found it. I don't remember. But it's like the same size as the Anastasia palettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like it a lot. And the third is the Charlotte Tilbury Lip Cheat Lip Liner. And I like them because they are creamy and long-lasting. And a color that's good for light to medium skin tones is Iconic Nude. And another color I think is good for everybody is called Kiss and Tell. It's a red color. I call it like a true red. You know what I mean? Like a red, red. Not.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my three products.
Patty, you exceeded all expectations. And everybody is, I mean, to know the and she even threw in the shade names.
I wrote down like everything. I wrote down how big they are, where you can buy them.
Because you are the queen of the honeys. There it is. It's easy. Well, Patty, I'm going to switch to a new honey, but just know how important you are to the Nashville community. And I thank you for all your time and for always keeping the Facebook group hot.
Yeah. Bye.
Isn't Patty the most chill lady ever? I mean, it's great. Speaking of chill ladies, where did my friend just go that I was going to start on? Lauren, Miss Lauren Thompson. We're gonna pick on Lauren right now. Not pick on, you know what I mean. Spotlight. Okay.
Hi.
I've got you on the spotlight.
It's so hard.
You look gorgeous.
It's hard to follow up Patty.
I thought you could handle it, which is why I chose you.
Thank you. Well, yes, my name is Lauren. I live in the sweetest place on earth, Hershey, Pennsylvania. And my house is also Hufflepuff.
Hell yeah. Shout out to the Puffs, baby. Shout out to the Puffs. Well, Lauren, we're on the edge of our seat here. Tell us your products.
Okay, so the first one that I truly can't live without because I feel like double cleansing really changed my skin mm-hmm. is, and you can find this anywhere, it's in a funky little bottle here, but sunflower oil. So it's one of those on the comedogenic scale least likely to clog your pores. So I have this in a much like a little pump that I keep in the shower or on my sink. And I go in with that first. It gets all of your makeup off. It just melts it away. And then you can follow up with any cleanser like the Glossier, the jelly cleanser. And you're not stripping your skin at all. It gets off all your sunscreen, all your makeup, waterproof mascara. It doesn't stand a chance. So I love that. That's my favorite.
Once you do the Glossier cleanser on your face, where else do you use it?
I knew you were going to ask, of course, and we're just going to have to keep that a secret.
Yes, Jackie. I appreciate that. That's an inside joke for some honeys. That's why I did it, because this audience most likely knows. So we love a good joke. That's really interesting. So you just buy that at like the drugstore or something?
This really, if I don't know if any honeys, this is giant. Mm-hmm. If you have a giant where you live, that's sort of like our local grocery store, and but that's where
the
get a name.
It lives up to the name. I went to one when I was in Delaware. It was in fact a giant store.
Yeah. So you could get just your like generic store brand. It's great. And we love a bargain.
Yes.
My second product is the Physicians Formula Butter Bronzer. It's Maru butter, actually, but it smells delicious. It's sort of chocolatey, it's sort of coconutty, but it just leaves such a nice contour, a glow on the skin. If I don't put anything else on, I just love wearing that. And it's hydrating, so it just makes everything look really smooth. And my third product also, you have that. You got your clean face with the oil. You got your contour with the butter bronzer and Milani baked powder blush.
Ooh.
You can get this at any drugstore as well. This shade is Luminoso. I think it's really good. Like my skin is rather pale. So I think that is a really good color for me. It has just a little bit of like gold shimmer in it. So it has the blush and the highlighter as well. So those I rebuy all the time.
Luminoso also sounds like a spell a Hufflepuff would do. Don't you think?
That yes, absolutely.
Luminoso! Our buttholes are clean. Right? I had to. Thank you, Lauren. That was delightful. She put a lip on for us and it's looking good. I'm going to talk to Leanne now. Leanne, I would like to kind of change how to... Hold on, I'm taking you off, remove spotlight. Okay, bye, Lauren. Leanne, hello.
Hello.
Leanne's rocking the AirPods. I know why. Because she's got a hookup at Apple, honey. Fair to say?
Yes.
Ooh, there's somebody trying to come in. Oh, never mind, it went away. Leanne and I know each other at this point. I know a lot of you. Leanne and I know each other pretty intimately. Hello, and thank you for being here.
Hello. So yeah, I'm Leanne, coming to you from Maryland. I hate to be the person who won't like yes and you right now, but I didn't watch Sex and the City, and I've never taken my like Pottermore quiz. Like it gives me anxiety to like...
No, I knew there would be some of you who didn't have answers to either. So you're going to have to give me something else.
Like I assume that I'm a Hufflepuff, but I figure I could also be a Ravenclaw. So like, I just don't know. And it just makes...
I'm not comfortable with you assuming, you know what I mean? So you're going to just give us something else, you know, like what was your favorite show growing up or like, who was the first person you kissed? You know, just like tell us something about yourself.
My favorite show growing up was Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're talking, sweetie.
That show.
Yes. Did you watch the remake?
I did. And I was hoping that it would continue like for years and years, and then it stopped. And so that was disappointing, but I'm glad that it did get to come back for a little bit. But what I got, I enjoyed.
We love a comeback. Leanne, I'm dying to know, what are the three products that you've chosen today?
All right. I'm going to start with the Osea, and I don't know how to say this, Undaria. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think that's
the
right.
Osea Undaria Algae Body Oil. So obviously I was turned on to this company by you.
Doesn't it smell insanely good?
Oh, it does. This body oil is the best body oil I've ever used. When you get out of the shower or the bath, I always look forward to putting this on. It smells good. It makes your skin so soft. It gives your body a glow. I love it so much. I would never want to be without it.
Do you oil your ass up with it?
Of course.
Yes. It's the best ass oil that has ever been on the market. Like you can quote me on that one.
So my second, and this is kind of a wild card, but it's Defense Soap. And I know this is like, it's a weird bar soap, whatever. So when I was younger, and I was on the swim team, I always had just really gnarly back acne. And, you know, I guess it was just from the bacteria. I thought it would go away once I was older. It did not. So I was always very self-conscious about wearing cute tops or cute dresses. Never did that. And my husband heard about this soap from, I think, another podcast. And this was actually developed by a guy who was into like wrestling. And like, I think a lot of MMA fighters will use this after they fight, because they get a lot of sweat and bacteria all over them and, you know, blood or whatever.
They get all kinds of stuff all over them.
Right. So they use this after they're done and it gets all the bacteria and everything off of their skin to keep their skin really clean, but it doesn't strip your skin. And my husband was like, hey, like, why don't you try this? And I use it and it works. And my back has never in my life been clear. It's like even the scarring that I thought would be there forever is completely clear. And it gave me my self-confidence back. And I love it. I can't say enough about
it. She can rock a halter top, honey, now with feeling. That's really good. I know a lot of people with back acne and it is hard to get rid of. So that's awesome.
Yes. You can get it at, I think, Whole Foods, Onnit.com, Amazon, wherever. My third is Super Goop hand screen.
Oh, thank you.
And whenever it goes on sale, I stock up. I have one of these little mini ones in every single car. I'm never without this. I love a hand cream, and the fact that it has SPF 40 is even better. I love having it in the car. So, you know, when I'm driving, I can protect my hands. Yeah, this is another one that I cannot be without. So
yeah, Leanne, the game is strong. I know I'm seeing people are commenting about it. Yeah, you got this going on. I'm ordering that. Because I feel like my hands are aging. Like, you know, when you're in your 30s and beyond, sometimes you look down and you're like, oh, wow, that doesn't look like who I think I look like. We need to really cream up the hands. That's a good tip. I'm going to order me some of that, too. Leanne, you're changing lives. And tell your husband I said, what's up?
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. I'm going to I don't know why I keep saying that. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk to Ellen.
Hi.
Hi. You just look so festive.
Yeah, I have my honey. I have my honey sweatshirt on, and I actually have a mic. My sister and I do a podcast together, so I felt a little embarrassed at first, but then I thought, for Jackie, I know you love really high quality sound.
No, you look great. And so is this weird that I feel like you kind of look like me? Is that weird?
Maybe I do. I kind of have thought that before too.
You have way better eyebrows, but just you're serving me like younger sister, and I'm not mad at it. I should have worn one of my honey. All I wear is literally every day. All I wear is honey shirts every day.
I'm glad that you can't see the bottom half of me because I've definitely have some wine stains on it, but
no, I know I've done the same. My white one is a little trashed. I can't be trusted in white clothes.
Yeah. I don't know why. I thought bleach would help, but it,
yeah, you know what? Not. Rock it with pride, Ellen. Please tell us where you're at. Tell us your Hogwarts. Tell us everything.
Okay. So I'm in Petaluma. I'm in my sewing room in Petaluma, California. And I'm going to answer the Sex and the City because it's a little more my style, but, I think I used to be a Carrie really hard. And as I get older, I realize I'm much more Miranda than I ever even wanted to be. Yeah.
The reason I asked this is because Ben and I have been watching Sex and the City, and I used to think I was a Carrie. And now I'm like, oh, Carrie's an asshole. Like, no offense to anybody who says they're a Carrie, because I used to be a Carrie, but now I'm like a total Charlotte. And you just never know, like, revisiting the show where you're going to land, you know?
Yeah.
So I totally appreciate an evolution.
Yeah. You know, rewatching the episode where she eats brownies out of the trash, just immediately. Yeah.
I just hate how she smokes everywhere. And everyone's like, hey, could you put that out? And she acts all put out about it. And I'm like, why are you smoking at a funeral? You know, that's my thing. I'm like, go outside and smoke. I don't know. Anyway, Ellen, what are the
So I have to thank you, Jackie, because this is a year of my skin changing, and it's a lot. Two of the three products is thanks to you and NatchBeauty as a whole, because I am a dry, eczema-prone, sensitive skin, honey. Yes. It's on my face. It's on my legs. It's on my scalp. It's on my lips sometimes. It's everywhere.
Yep.
So this has been a year of finding products that everything has calmed down, and I finally feel like everything. I don't feel irritated for like the first time in my life. So the first one is, I have my products here. I'm prepared.
Yes.
Is Be Free shampoo. I kind of cheated. I was going to say shampoo and conditioner, but for the sake of the rules, just the shampoo we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I have eczema and psoriasis on my scalp, and it's the only thing that smells like something. It says it doesn't have fragrance, but it definitely smells like something.
Yeah. I think there's like essential oil in there.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it is the only thing that doesn't bother my scalp and also does something nice to my hair, if that makes any sense. Yep. And then my husband started using it too. And we're constantly complimenting each other on how good our hair smells. And then we remember our hair smells the same.
Yeah. Hey, we love that.
Yeah. And then the second one is because you introduced me to Hyrum, which I don't know where I was under a rock, but the Great Barrier Relief has just calmed my skin. It's Crave Beauty. Mm-hmm. And it just, I mean, you put it on, you immediately feel it just calms everything, but it's a serum.
I trust Hyrum with my life. So
I know, me too. Now I've watched every single one of his videos.
Yeah. He's very soothing.
Yeah. I watch it on mute and I read the captions while my husband's asleep next to me.
I've done that before. And then you accidentally hit it it wakes him up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my third one is a women-owned indie local brand called Marigold Apothecary. They have a website so you can buy it anywhere, but it's a body oil, but I don't use it as a body oil. I use it in the tub, and it says in small print on the side of it to put a dropper full into a warm bath. And I have never been able to take baths because it dries me out so much, but this has allowed me to start taking baths, which is just something that has brought so much joy into my life. So I have to shout it out. Yeah, it's Marigold Apothecary.
Can you please tell everybody your podcast? Everyone's asking in the comments.
It is. Okay. It's a very specific niche podcast.
We love a niche.
Yeah. It's called House Meeting Podcast. It is a Big Brother. It's all about the show Big Brother. The reality show Big Brother. And it's me and my sister talking about Big Brother. So she was like, she threatened me. She was like, you better mention our podcast today.
Yeah, I know. I think Holly has a podcast. A few of us have podcasts. So everyone gets to plug their podcast too. Okay.
Perfect.
Just know that. Yeah. And Holly, you can come back and tell us your podcast because we all need to know. I think the honeys all love to support each other. So.
Yeah.
My guests come on Nashville to promote their podcast. So it'd be fine if the honeys promote their podcast. That's why y'all are here. Hello.
Sweet. Well, I am so excited. Yeah. House Meeting Podcast.
There you go. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we're going to have to move a little bit quicker just because this episode can't be like 2 hours long. I'm just having so much fun talking to y'all, but we'll try to be a little more brief. And I'm going to start with Marika. Marika's been chiming in on the chat.
Oh,
so let's start with you. You look fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I was really excited that you mentioned Aether Beauty because.
Well, you have to tell us where you are.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to speed it along.
I know you're in the Bay, right?
I'm from San Francisco.
Yes, California. I know so many of you.
And I decided to choose my three products. Because I'm a kind of a product junkie, but I was like, okay, I'm going to try to pick ones that not only have I rebought for myself, but I've bought for other people too, and extra points if I heard about them on Natchbute. So Aether Beauty is definitely one of
my. Oh my, look at this, sweetie. Look at this.
I mean, I'm obsessed with the brand. I love everything they stand for. Yes, twins. It's just so good. So good. Beautiful.
Even Patty's impressed.
The amethyst one today.
Oh yeah, that looks great.
I love that. For lips, I love the Wander Beauty Beach Balm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new one. I have all the colors. I think the other ones are my purse, but
cute.
I'm wearing that too, just because.
Pretty.
Really creamy. This one I have not heard about on Natchbute, but I feel like you would support this brand, the Youth to the People.
Yes, I haven't had anything from that brand, but Hyrum loves them.
Yeah, I love them too. I've been using this for probably about 2 years. Love it. It just makes my skin feel like supple, hydrated, bright. It's full of antioxidants, squalene.
Yes, everyone loves their cleanser too. That cleanser's come up on Nashville multiple times.
Yes, I love everything that brand. So Yeah.
I'm going to pull the chat up real quick because I want Patty. Patty wants to promote her dog's Instagram. Thank you so much, Marika. You look fab. Keep me posted on your results.
All right, thanks.
Everybody who wants to follow Patty, the Queen of the Honey's dog on Instagram, it is princessa.penny. Okay? Princessa.penny. Everybody follow Patty's dog. She's very cute. Okay, thank you so much, Marika. I'm gonna, how's Jamie? Jamie's wearing a headset, looking fresh.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing really great, really great. I'm glad to be here. So to answer the Harry Potter question from Pottermore, I'm apparently a Slytherin, and I'm really conflicted about how I feel about that, but I guess
no. Listen, Chooch is a Slytherin. There's a lot of wonderful Slytherins.
Well, then I'm in good company. I'm fine with that. Yes. I'm fine with that. I live just outside of Philadelphia. No one can pronounce the name of my town, so I'm not even going to try. So let's just say Philadelphia.
Okay, we love.
All my everything I brought tonight. Let's just preface it by saying I have extremely oily skin. I'm coming up. Leanne, you called it. Yes. I'm coming up on 40 and I'm still an oil slick. It never stopped. And so, my first product is actually, it's a body lotion. It's from Atelier Blum. It's, I actually swiped the tester from a Kimpton hotel I was staying at. So these are the freebies that you get when you stay at a Kimpton hotel. And I liked it so much because it was one of the only lotions that doesn't just sit on my skin. Even when I see like a dry patch, I would put lotion on and it just wouldn't absorb. No idea.
Yeah.
So this stuff is awesome and it smells really nice. It smells like someone made an upscale gourmet version of a Fig Newton cookie.
That sounds like something I'd like to slather on my ass.
Yeah, it's fabulous. The website you can get it at is KimptonStyle.com. I promise they don't work for them, but they have good stuff. My second one is Lush Big Shampoo. We're all familiar with Lush, I'm sure. This stuff is great. It has sea salt in it. So if you can see, it's actually kind of gritty.
Oh, baby.
I only use this once a week, and I have, in addition to a very oily scalp, I have fine short hair, and this makes my hair not flat, and it kind of evens out the oil production. It's really great. If you get it in your mouth, it is salty. I use about maybe half a dime size once a week, so a tub like this lasts a long time. It's really good stuff.
Yep.
And the last thing is... little drugstore brand love going on here. Rimmel Stay Matte powder. This is the shade translucent. This stuff is super cheap. It's under $4. You can get it at Target, Ulta, wherever. I love this stuff because it really makes my oily skin matte, but not powdery. I don't look cakey. I'm wearing it right now. Most days I wear sunblock and then this over it with just a big poof. And this is a shade transparent. Unfortunately, it doesn't really have a lot of shade range. So that's a negative. And also this packaging is really flimsy. When I travel, what I do is we all have spare socks laying around. The one the socks mate just went out into nowhere. I take a spare sock and I stuff this in the toe of the sock and wrap it around because this is very, very fragile. But the powder is amazing. The packaging just isn't the greatest.
Yeah, that's why it's $4.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because it's in this little flimsy thing. But that's great. I never buy Rimmel. I never know what to get. So that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, you look fab. I love your headset. Thank you for your support.
Of course.
Let's go on to Kate. Miss Kate J. She unmuted herself quick. She said, I'm ready, baby.
Hi. I'm in Beverly, Massachusetts, which is right next door to Salem, as in Salem Witch Trials. And I love Harry Potter, but I'm going to say that I'm a Miranda because I'm currently rewatching Sex and the City.
So much Miranda love.
Yes. Okay. So these are products that I've been using for a while and I really love. And I guess they're holy grails because I haven't found anything that I like as much or even like comes close to me. So I have really dry, sensitive skin, and I've always loved exfoliating, like throwback to St. Ives peach scrub. But my skin doesn't react well to it. So whenever I find an exfoliant that works well, it's a big deal. So this one, Polish Choice BHA with salicylic acid, I use this every morning and night, and it doesn't affect my skin since it's sensitive. It doesn't dry me out or like have any irritation, but I notice a difference of like, it really does smooth your skin texture and unclogs your pores. Like it says that on the bottle. And you know, when you read that and you're like, yeah, sounds too good to be true, but it actually works. And like, I think after I finished the first bottle that I had, I ran out and I was like, hey, I'm not going to repurchase it right now just because I didn't want to spend the money, but I noticed a difference. So I went back on it. And so I guess I subscribe to it. So I guess I'm using it forever. Yes. And then because of Natch Butte, I'm very diligent about sunscreen. So I have this one from Etude House. It's SPF 50 and it's super gentle, obviously, because sensitive skin. But it's super light and not greasy. Like I've used other sunscreens that just are, you know, they just like almost like make you sweaty. But this is super light and it's only about $12 a bottle, but it lasts a while. So I always stock up on these and I just keep them everywhere, like in my car, in my purse. And I just like, it's easy to like reapply over makeup or whatever. And then my last one is Glossier Generation G, which I know a lot of people don't like Glossier because they think it's not like, it's like not makeup. It doesn't do enough for you. But that's what I love about this lipstick because it's like sheer and soft. So it gives you a little bit of color, but it doesn't like, if you're wearing like a bold red lip, like a, you know, like a lipstick that you have to scrub off, you know how it can get kind of patchy sometimes, but this,
what shade is that?
It's in Cake, which is like a peach.
Cake is my favorite. Yep. Cake is my favorite. I love it. I love
it's that lipstick. It's so good. And I like, it just looks natural. Like I'm wearing it now. It doesn't like look like you're wearing a lip color, but it just kind of like brightens gorgeous up your face. Color. And like, well, before COVID, when we weren't wearing face masks everywhere, I would just like wear this and sunglasses and feel like put together. So this is a favorite.
You're kind of serving me young me too. You're kind of serving me. I know I keep like projecting myself onto all of you, but like, you look like me before I ruined my eyebrows, and that's a compliment.
I think you have great eyebrows.
Thank you. You know what? For what I put them through, they're doing okay. Everybody loves Glossier. Okay, I'm loving the commentary, by the way, honeys, because I can see it, and I love that. So please continue to write in the chat bar. Thank you so much, Kate. You're killing it. You're flourishing. Keep wearing that sunscreen.
Well done.
Let's see how Catherine is doing. Catherine.
Hi there. I'm Catherine.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Carpinteria, California right now. So we're
lovely.
Locked down, and I am Ravenclaw identifying.
Love.
But yeah, my first product is the only natural deodorant that I could find, and I've been using it for 5 years. That works. It's called Milk and Honey. It's the cream deodorant. I love number 20, which is the coconut and vanilla scent. They do have a stick version. They recommend using the extra strength if you want the same like consistency as the cream, but I'm obsessed with the cream. I've used countless deodorants and I always keep coming back to this one, and I order in packs of like three because I can't live without it.
My sister also loves that. And I have a Milk and Honey ad on Attribute, and my sister was like, oh my God, I can finally use a code for this because I buy it all the time.
Yes.
So we love Milk and Honey. They're a great company.
Yeah, amazing and Texas based. And this is another yes. Texas brand. This is a woman of color owned brand, relatively new. It's been around for about a year. It's called U Beauty, just the letter U. This is a resurfacing compound. They only have two products, but this one has retinol, AHAs, vitamin C, vitamin E, hyaluronic acid, yeah, peptides. I think that's about it. But it's amazing. It's pretty pricey, but since it's cut out like four different things from my routine, I only have to use this. It's worth it. I wear it morning and night, and it has like really evened out my skin tone.
I gotta check that out. What's it called one more time?
U Beauty. Resurfacing compound. And then my last one is Vintner's Daughter Active Botanical Serum, which I won't go super into since there's a whole episode about this brand, but I love this. I have really dry skin and I find this is like the perfect amount of moisture in the morning. I just put it on after the U Beauty and before sunscreen, like 5 drops all over my face and neck, and it's perfect. My sunscreen doesn't get like where I need to pat it dry or anything like that. So I'm obsessed with the botanical serum as well.
I'm obsessed with you, Catherine. That was a succinct answer, thoughtful, indie woman-owned brands. You're killing it. You are a Natchabute.
You know, I love the show. After the Vintner's Daughter episode, I like had already been feeling it and I was like, I have to get this. So this one I've actually been using for like, I think 3 years now. So maybe it was a little bit before your episode, but I'm obsessed.
Well, you look great. Everyone in the comments is saying how great your skin looks. So you know what? Thank you for representing me well.
Absolutely. I have ones that I covered up for this. So
we can't see it. You know what? Your secret's safe with us.
Thank you.
Goodbye to Catherine. And I'm going to say hello to Kristen. I don't know how many Kristens there are, but I'm going to say Kristen D, rocking the headphones.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Like you work for Discover Card, like me when I wear my headset.
That's right. These are my husband's for when he plays video games. But I
thought that's what mine is. It's a gamer headset. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know what? You look great. Welcome to Natchabute.
Thank you. I'm Kristen Davidson. I live outside of Richmond, Virginia. I have to identify as a Miranda now because I never thought I would leave Richmond, and now here I am in the suburbs. So, Miranda energy.
So many Mirandas in here. Yeah. I love it, honey.
So, my first product.
Your skin looks gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I work in healthcare, so I don't get to wear a lot of makeup because I'm in a mask now and a face shield and you see about this much of my face. So skincare is really my priority. My first product is the Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Peel Pads. Mm-hmm. They are pricey, but they work. They're fantastic. They improve my texture, minimize pores, minimize wrinkles.
How often do you do one?
I'll be honest. I try to do it every day, but it's like every other day. And I'm just like, sometimes I even get cheap and cut them and put them in plastic baggies, you know, to make them, I get more life out of them.
Yeah.
But when I've taken breaks from using them, I can tell the difference. So
I should get those. They're cruelty free.
They are. And
I have a friend who uses them and she looks incredible. Yeah. And she does the same thing. She cuts them because, you know, they ain't cheap.
Yeah. So they're, I've repurchased many times. I'm a believer. My second,
this episode is going to cost me a fortune. I got to buy every damn thing y'all are telling me.
My second product is the Drunk Elephant, the vitamin C serum. I really like this because it's a day vitamin C serum. I feel like a lot of my products are like night heavy and I feel like I don't do enough for the day. And this is supposed to be stable for the day. This too is something that, again, pricey, but when I've taken a break from using it, I can tell a difference.
Right.
It improves, I feel like my skin's more bright, improves the texture, big fan. And my third product is a new one to replace a non-cruelty-free version, but it is the Pharmacy Grain Clean. It's a it's to be used like a double cleanse. It's a balm.
Hmm.
And
is that its normal size? That looks very tiny.
No, I use Sephora points to get this to give it a try.
Yes.
And
I was like, that seems like a very small jar for something that you put all over your face.
Yeah, no, it's like, I'm not going to get much out of this, but it's doing a really good job of getting rid of my sunscreen. I realized that what I was using before, when I would come to these peel pads, I was still having sunscreen, like it's tinted sunscreen. So it's like, I was seeing that I was washing my face twice and I was seeing the residue on the peel pad. So I was like, this isn't working. So I've been shopping around trying to find a better product. And this was, again, 3 points, but it's working and it smells kind of tropical. Like, it's very mild and I can't even put my finger on what it smells like, but it's just refreshing and it makes me excited to use it. So this has been
Patty approved that. Yeah. And a bunch of other people approved your pad. So you're killing it.
Yeah.
Kristen, you look great. Tell your husband to have fun on his game.
Thank you. I will.
And you look great.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're killing it. I knew this was going to be exciting, but I'm having a ball. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Is Caroline ready to talk? I see Caroline looking at me, looking gorgeous.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. My name's Caroline. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. And I would say I'm a Ravenclaw and a Miranda.
So many damn Mirandas in here.
I wish I wasn't, but realistically, I am.
No, Ben.
And so, like Jackie and a lot of the other honeys, I'm a dry ass bitch. And this first product really helped me. It's the Herbivore Emerald CBD and Adaptogens Deep Moistured Low Oil. It's super thick, so I don't recommend it if you have oily skin. But I've been using it for about a year and I've repurchased it a couple times. It's fantastic if you have dry skin. And then my second product is one that actually someone else mentioned. It's the Youth to the People Superberry Hydrate and Blow Dream Mask.
Well, that was just said. Kristen just said that.
I think it was Marika, actually, or Marika. And these two in combination
and I would.
are actually what's completely got rid of dry skin for me. And now I just have like normal skin. And then my final product is the Bite Beauty. I think they're called the Power Move Creamy Lip Crayons. And these, if you like a liquid lipstick, but it dries out your lips and makes them like cracked by the end of the day, these are super pigmented. They go on super smooth. And they last pretty well for how creamy they are. I mean, they'll transfer a little, but you're still going to have some pigment on by the end of the day.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yes, it is.
Because there were a bunch of comments that wanted to know what lip you had on.
Yes, that's what I have on right now. I think it's in the shade Calavados. It's like a kind of a taupe color.
Well, just so you know, Patty approves of Bite Beauty, so that means it's all right with me. You look great, Caroline. Your nails look beautiful as well. Thank you for representing Natchibute.
Thanks, Jackie.
And the Mirandas. I had no clue so many Mirandas were out there, honestly. Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is where I'm going to cut off this episode. Make sure you tune in next week to hear the rest of the honeys and the rest of their recommendations. Happy New Year to all of the honeys out there, all of the honeys' loved ones. Let's stay safe. And remember, if you're listening to somebody's podcast and they have in-person interviews and they live in Los Angeles, they are being selfish assholes. Yes, I'm saying it on record. If you listen to somebody's podcast and they're in LA and they're doing in-person interviews, they are selfish assholes. We have the highest COVID rates in the country. Here in LA County, it is extremely selfish and unsafe to be recording your podcast in person. So make sure if you are, don't support those assholes. I don't know who they are. I honestly don't even know any off the top of my head, but just know that they're selfish assholes and really take that in because we need to be safe. And the only way to keep keep ourselves safe is to think about the other people on this planet. Think about the other people in our community right now. We're never going to be able to get through this if we don't all, you know, put on masks, socially distance, and follow the orders that are put upon our areas, and really take this seriously. So if you listen to a podcast and somebody's not recording over Zoom, they're assholes, and just remember that. Happy New Year from me, from Ben, from Chooch, from the Nash Butte community. I hope all the honeys out there have a really fabulous 2021. And make sure you do not celebrate New Year's at a party, at a gathering. I know you have a fabulous outfit. I know you probably have some kind of glitter eye you'd like to try. You're just going to have to do that at home, okay? Please do it at home. You can send me a photo if you'd like. But just remember, if you're meeting up in person to record podcasts and you live in LA, you're a selfish asshole. Good night, everybody.